You remember where you were when the Chiefs hosted the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2015? You probably don't, because at the time, there wasn't a ton to be excited about. After winning their first game, the Chiefs lost five straight. The team that was certain it was special in the preseason was surrounded by uncertainty. If the season was going to be saved, the Chiefs would have to string some wins together fast, and that would have to happen amid injuries at perhaps the worst possible time.
It is a significant injury report today. First of all, for the Chiefs, Jeremy Maclin out. Concussion suffered last week against the Vikings. He will not play today.
It was kind of one of those things that happened on short notice. We actually found out 10 minutes before we went out to start warming up for the game and shift in mindset. Going from playing a lot of special teams today to playing mostly offense today.
Injuries plague all NFL teams. And as the Chiefs entered Week 7 without their star running back and receiver, it seemed they'd been struck by the injury bug more severely than usual.
The Chiefs on third down, it has not been a secret. They're last in the league on third down conversions at just 28%. They've been trying to dig out of an early hole from those first three games of the season.
Let's go, get in here, come on.
Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith been in the crosshairs, and the Chiefs' slow start came alive a bit in the second half last week.
Chiefs call an audible. Alex Smith out of a spread set. He's got a tight left and Kelce in a two-point stance. And they'll throw to Sir Kendrick West. Catch made near side against the blitz, and West on the hot read. A gain of 12 on a quick check down throw against the blitz.
Hey. Nice.
West stays in at running back to the right of Alex Smith. He'll get it on an inside run. Now darts right, 40-yard line to the 35. Runs into the D-back and then gets hit in the shoulder, but he goes down for a gain of 8 yards, maybe 9.
First down at the Pittsburgh 31. The give is to DeAnthony Thomas with blocker in front of him. Kelce blocking, first down and out of bounds inside the 20-yard line.
The offensive line has continually changed. Now Eric Fisher going from right tackle to left tackle. Jeff Allen coming in at right tackle, who missed most of the season because of a high ankle injury. Larry Duvernay-Tardif in at right guard. So they continue to try and find the right pieces so that Alex Smith can have more production.
Smith with time. Wide open. Hit his man across the 40-yard line. Chris Conley pulls it in, and he's out of bounds at the 45. Andy Reid was quick to point out that they haven't done a very good job of protecting him, and he was protected pretty well on that completion of Chris Conley.
I thought the offensive line set a tempo early. They weren't going to put up with any pushing around or shoving in that, but the guys battled, and that's important. It's not all going to be pretty. I mean, that's part of this game. So, but you got to keep battling.
You start picking up some of those blitzes, they get frustrated. As the game goes on and you start to become more physical, you kind of feel the defense slowing down. And that's when you kind of know you got to crank it up even more.
And it's important that we keep building on that. We're not there yet. So we got to keep going.
Shotgun snap. Smith, out pattern, caught near side. Albert Wilson lowers the shoulder, breaks off a hit, stays on his feet. Downfield block 30. Wilson 25-20 and out of bounds. Down at the Steeler 13-yard line. Yards after contact. A 34-yard catch and run by Albert Wilson.
The Chiefs showed encouraging signs with how they moved the ball in the first half. But once inside the red zone, they would struggle to translate that offensive progress into touchdowns.
And it's going to be dropped by Sir Kendrick West. Now they will try to get a field goal from Cairo Santos. And the kick is good from 30 yards out. Santos gets the Chiefs on the board.
They dropped him.
Yeah, they dropped him there.
Man, throw the layup.
I'm not sure.
Third down and goal to go at the 4-yard line.
Wide 80! My shot!
Draw play. And again, Pittsburgh not tricked. They are all over Sharkhandrick West. A gain of a half yard. And the Chiefs will have to try another short field goal. Now they're going to double cover Kelce on the left. Alex Smith, slant, caught by Conley. Well short of a first down. A gain of just 4 on 3rd and 10.
That's being up for the first down, and here comes the field goal unit.
You're good, come on, keep it going.
To move the ball with the way we were and then get down there and keep kicking field goals, you make it tough. We certainly felt like we could have made it a lot easier on our defense, scoring touchdowns. You got to do a better job.
And that line drive kick is through the uprights.
At intermission, the Chiefs on 3 Cairo Santos makes lead the Steelers 9-3.
We got to shoot at the end zone, man. We got to shoot at the end zone.
So it's 9-3 Chiefs at the half, but you look at the offense, some visible frustration because they probably felt they left some points on the board.
It did leave some points on the board. Anytime the offense is struggling, you're always going to start with the offensive line. And for the Chiefs in this game, it was the third starting combination they had had throughout the first 7 games of the season. Eric Fisher had moved back over to left tackle after starting the first 6 games on the right side. Larry Duvernay-Tardif didn't start the previous 3 games, moved back to right guard. And then Jeff Allen, who had missed the first 6 games of the season with that high ankle sprain, he started back at right tackle. And while Jeff moved around and played a lot of different spots, these 3 guys really settling into their position didn't just help this team in the second half, it really helped them throughout this historic winning streak.
See those changes on the offensive line. You look at the broad scope of this game. This was 2 games after the Chiefs lost Jamaal Charles for the season, so they need someone to step up at the running back position.
That somebody ended up being Sharkhandrick West, somebody that we had watched throughout OTAs and training camp make plays. He just needed an opportunity. He got that in this game to be the featured guy against the Steelers. In the first half, much like the offensive line, didn't really get things going, had 7 carries for just 26 yards. But in the second half, West carried the ball 15 times for 84 yards and a touchdown. His presence and the offensive line really settling in, really set the tone for this game and gave them an identity moving forward.
Antonio Brown, the Pro Bowler, awaits this kick. This is high. Good hang time. Brown looks up. Calls for
NFL games regularly contain over 100 plays. 60 minutes of football. It's remarkable how often they are decided by one play. Even 1 second.
On first down, though, the slant, that is, popped up in the air and picked off. Picked off. And this is Eric Berry.
Eric Berry with an incredible interception off the deflection.
Gotta get those. That's what we always talk about, tips and overthrows. We gotta get those. So anytime we have an opportunity to make a play, that's our mentality, is to make it.
Eric Berry's diving interception put the Chiefs in prime scoring position early in the third quarter. But after 2 unproductive rushing attempts and a penalty to start the drive,
false start,
they were faced with another challenging third down conversion.
Snap back to Alex Smith on 3rd and 10. Comes to the near side, passes, caught! And Albert Wilson makes the catch on the out pattern. He hangs on to that football.
Let's go!
Quick slant, caught by Wilson at the 25, trying to split 2 defenders, and goes down to the Steeler 22. Back-to-back plays, Albert Wilson of 17 and 14.
And that's who needs to get going. Wilson needs to be that confident since Jeremy Maclin's not in there, and I think Wilson is picking up the slack right there.
Trying to get a double-digit lead. They had a shot at the end of the second quarter. Now here's a handoff that goes up the middle. Sharkhandrick West pulled down from behind. Another deep penetration by Kansas City. They've been to the 11, they've been to the 4, they've been to the 9, and now they're back at the 13 and a half. Alex Smith hands out. Wide receiver screen, right side to Conley, gets a block, darts back inside the 10. Conley stretching out, still on his feet and pulled out of bounds. Chris Conley, his best play of his rookie season. Tough play, gains 9.
Now, let's get it into the end zone.
Alex Smith can even sneak this in.
My shot!
Hand off Sharkhandrick West. He does! Touchdown! Woo! Kansas City! Yeah. Sharkhandrick West, his first National Football League touchdown!
Got a kid?
Mitch Morse, Larry Duvernay-Tardif, Jeff Allen, Zach Fulton on the right side, powering the Steelers into the end zone, and Sharkhandrick West tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone.
They bring a lot of stuff, and they were going to test us. So we've got some young guys in there. They got us a couple times, but I think for the most part, I thought we handled it very well. But the main thing I thought they did was they battled. There was a certain attitude that they brought to the game. They're not going to get the credit, but the result is you got a running back that got 108 yards, and then you got a quarterback that had some big throws there.
Much like the Chiefs' offensive line, veteran wide receiver Jason Avant's contributions to the scoring drive were easily overlooked.
Hey, Jason!
But his quarterback certainly took notice.
Hey, great play, bro. Oh, did you see the play on the deuce-deuce?
Yeah.
He shot it. He shot the deuce-deuce.
Yes.
And Jason,
he picked him off. Nice.
On 2nd and goal, the Chiefs came out in a 3 wide receiver bunch to the weak side and called a bubble screen to wide receiver Chris Conley. Even before the ball was thrown, Steelers cornerback William Gay recognized the play and made a break on the route. Avant noticed and stepped in front of Gay, allowing Conley enough room to break outside and turn up the field. Had Avant not picked up the streaking cornerback, the play may have resulted in a loss of yards or even a turnover. With a tremendous play from Avant, the Chiefs offense had completed a successful scoring drive. But as often happens in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers had an answer.
Landry Jones in the pocket, throwing long near side. It's Antonio Brown trying to reverse to the ball. He's got it on a deep throw near sideline. Landry Jones out of the shotgun under pressure, throwing left. The pass will be intercepted, almost picked up. No, it's incomplete. But Sean Smith had a chance to pick it at the one-yard line.
Landry Jones starting to take some of those shots you were talking about in the first half. 16-3. You have to start pushing up the field. Can't settle for field goals at this point.
Landry Jones under center. Power play. Le'Veon Bell trying to go right. Gets to the first wall and drags two Chiefs down to the 23-yard line. Landry Jones out of the shotgun snap under pressure. Lobs a pass for the end zone. It is going to be caught left side. Is it a touchdown? It is. The Steelers have a touchdown and an over-the-shoulder grab on an out and up to Martavis Bryant.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers come right back and close the gap to 16-10, and that was more like the Pittsburgh offense that we were used to seeing because we hadn't seen it all day.
And Landry Jones at the same spot of the field where the Chicago Bears had a game-winning touchdown.
Yes.
On the far left, a very similar play to Martavis Bryant. But what the Chiefs did not want, it was a quick answer by the Steelers.
That quarterback is the same quarterback that got after Arizona the week before, and Arizona's a pretty good football team. So I know he's a young guy. It looks like he has a great future. I was impressed with some of the things he did today, but I was more impressed by the way we didn't let off the accelerator at all for four quarters, and that's important.
Power formation of Roosevelt Nix in front of Le'Veon Bell. Bell trying to get to the left side, and on a late jump cut gets across the 50 and more.
In the previous 2 weeks, Kansas City lost by a combined 7 points in two heartbreaking fourth quarter setbacks. They had lacked the big plays required to close out those games, and late in the fourth quarter against the Steelers, they found themselves in a similar situation on 3rd and 7 inside their own 10. If they hoped to break a 5-game losing streak, they would need to make a stand to keep a threatening Pittsburgh offense at bay.
Bell, snap back to Landry Jones, looking right on the way. Landry Jones is eaten alive at the 22-yard line. A sack and a loss of 12.
The Chiefs' defense proved they could rise to the occasion when their backs were against the wall. But as the ensuing drive got underway, it appeared the Chiefs' offense might fail to take advantage.
Here's a big down. They'd need to get a first down.
Kansas City is 5 of 13 on third down conversions. They have 3rd and 4 here from their own 22. On 3rd and 4, shotgun snap back to Alex Smith. Floats a pattern for Kelce, makes the catch right down the rail. It's a 26-yard pass play over the shoulder on a great throw. And Kelce grab a bucket of guts and makes the catch.
That's the play of the game so far.
On 3rd and 4, the Steelers came out in what appeared to be a cover one look, with man-to-man press coverage and safety help over top. But as the ball was snapped, Steelers safety Mike Mitchell dropped out of the box and transitioned to a cover two look, leaving the middle of the field wide open. Quarterback Alex Smith recognized this adjustment, and knowing he had Travis Kelce down the middle of the field, one-on-one with linebacker Lawrence Timmons, took advantage of the mismatch in coverage.
Let's go!
Yeah, we got the look, you know, where he was isolated on the linebacker, you know, going down the middle. You know, he made the play. I mean, for me, you're kind of just throwing it up and you know, a guy that big and fast that can go play the ball in the air, it's a unique skill set. Really hats off to him to make that kind of play. It's a tough play to make as a tight end. You know, your safeties are coming over the top. You know, one of the bigger plays in the game. You know, that's one of those plays that ended up winning for us. So,
1st and 10, Chiefs at their own 48, leading 16-13. Handoff right side goes to West with a hole. Now dragging two Steelers with them in the open. Near side 25, Sha'Kendrick West won't go down. Finally tackled all the way down inside the Steeler 15. I'm going to say at the 16-yard line, a 36-yard off-tackle run by Sha'Kendrick West.
Let's go!
Two great plays in a row for Kansas City.
But you need touchdowns here,
yes,
Len. A field goal only puts you up 6.
So it's a 1st and goal for the Chiefs, just inside the 6-yard line.
1 second on the play clock. Alex Smith throws left side. Pass caught. Conley stretches out. Touchdown! Kansas City. Chris Conley has his first National Football League touchdown.
Conley! Conley!
Well, you know, it was a great play call by Coach Reed. He knew exactly what the defense was going to be doing. We had off coverage inside. Alex knew that. He gave me a great ball where I could catch it and I could turn up and get in the end zone. So great game planning and great execution.
Nice call. Nice call.
It's a confidence builder for him. It's also a confidence builder for those guys around him that are working hard. And so to know that you got guys that can make plays around you, I think adds up in a lot of different ways. Also, although it's great for those kids. I mean, those are young kids making plays.
And without Jeremy Maclin, the question is, who was going to step up? And it has been by committee. Conley, West, Kelsey's big 26-yarder down the rail on 3rd and 4.
Nice job, Ben! There we go, Larry!
The Steelers with 1st and 10 at the Chiefs' 39-yard line. 23-13, Kansas City. Landry Jones, hit as he throws by Holly. The ball's loose. They're going to roll this a fumble. Does Kansas City have it? Kansas City's got that football. Holly is 2nd sack of the game. A sack, strip, fumble recovery. And that will do it. Kansas City is going to get rid of 5 games of frustration and head for London with a victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Man, great job. Man, great job. Huh? Good keep to this feeling going, keep huh? Going.
Hey, bring on London, baby.
So the Chiefs get the 23-13 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. A much better half for the offense in the second half. But you look at the end of this game, some real big plays by the veteran leadership of this team.
That's what we need late in the game. In a game you got to win, you want your veterans to step up and make plays. We saw them do that. Tamba Ali, we saw his 2 crucial sacks. And then Sean Smith's tackle of Le'Veon Bell on that 42-yard run. It's one of the most underrated or underappreciated plays to me of the season because of what this game ended up setting up with that winning streak. At the time, it was early in the 4th quarter. The Chiefs were up 16-10. That was going to give the Steelers a lead. He chased him behind, settled for a field goal after that. You look at Eric Berry's tipped interception that set up ultimately became the game-winning touchdown for the Chiefs. But as much as it was about those veteran leaders making plays late, this game really signified to me the opportunity for young guys to step up and make plays. Lost 5 straight games. You already knew you were going to be without Jamaal Charles. Jeremy Maclin was going to be out. You had to have some young guys step up. We saw that with Albert Wilson. We saw that with Chris Conley. Those 2 receivers combined for 9 catches, 134 yards, and a touchdown in this game. We already talked about Sharkhandrick West and everything he did to step up and make plays. This game signified an opportunity for young guys when they were needed to step up and make plays, and that's exactly what they did.
The Chiefs got their 2nd win of the year and turned their attention to London. You look back, and this was a really important victory given the fact that it started one of the most historic streaks in franchise history.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party presented by Bud Light at primesport.com/Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.